Welcome back, everybody, to Rising 365. This is Mike Pena. It's been a while. August 19th was the last published podcast. It's been a crazy couple of weeks, and that's why I can't really get these episodes out on a weekly basis, but I think it's okay because I want them to be of quality. And sometimes it takes a while to think through what I want to share to help everyone continue to rise each and every new day. If this is your first time pressing play on Rising 365, this is a podcast committed to inspiring and supporting others to embrace the opportunity to rise with each new day. You know, rising can be a challenge for many, and it has been, including for myself. And it's my hope that what you hear in these episodes will assist you in rising every day of the year. We're in episode 24. And it's entitled The Power of Writing. For the past decade, I have been struggling with the ability to rise. And a friend of mine suggested just journaling my feelings. So I started doing that. And the freedom that it brought forth was incredible. There was actually a gift that I embarked on. When you can put down your feelings, your frustrations, your hurts, your hopes, your desires, it was incredible to understand that I never knew what possibilities could be met when someone put pen to paper or put typing onto a Word document. You know, that's why blogs were so popular. And still are, because people can go online and they can express their true feelings, especially those who have overcome hurts and hangups in their lives to now living successful and inspiring lives. They want others to know that there is another way out there, a chance out there. And that's where writing comes in for me, and hopefully for you, if you haven't embarked on this amazing tool to help you rise each and every new day. You know, but you have to be brutally honest when you write. You can't write in a way that is imaginatory. Sometimes you can have freedoms if you just like to capture ideas in writing books or whatever, or screenplays. That's one thing. But what I'm talking about writing here, I'm talking about writing in a way that helps you come to an understanding of your life. What is holding you back? So if you go back and you listen to all the episodes, you're writing about those things. You're writing about the things that you need help with in order for you to overcome. You know, to understand, if you go back to like the episode, The Load, what is the load you are facing that you need to carry? You write about that. What is the things you need to do the night before, if we go all the way back to the beginning episodes, in order for you to be successful, to rise the new day? Write about the days that aren't very successful. You know, it's okay that not all day is a home run, a success. Write about opportunities to create. What are ways that you can create? And when you write brutally honest, you can find a path forward. And like I said, you can do daily journals. So go get yourself a spiral notebook or make it something really special and get some really beautifully made journals out there. You can do the online typing thing, just saving Word document after Word document, or opening up a blog where people can go and find hope. You know, and it's nice that you can do other ways. Maybe your thoughts flow freer through speaking. And they have some great online programs, some great programs on Word document where you get yourself a recording device, a microphone, or And you can speak into the Word document what you think. Maybe you don't have the use of your hands. There's always a way to put down onto paper, per se, what you want to see your life to look like. In order to get you back on the right direction to where you want to go. And the cool thing about writing, you can always refer to them later, months, years afterwards, and say, how am I doing in these areas that I wrote about? Just a great way to shine light into dark places. Again, I am a Christian man, a guy who tries to follow after Christ and the teachings of the Bible, and that's why we have it. Those things were written down for us to learn, to have hope and joy and peace and where it all comes from. You know, and maybe you can share your writings with your family members and your friends so they know about your past. They know about your present, and they know what you desire for your future, and they can come along and help you. It's always sad when people find the writings of those who have given up on life, knowing there was opportunities they could have helped if they would have only known. My encouragement to you is, as you write, you share it with others so they can see what your life is going through, and they can help and come alongside of you. Maybe you need help, some guidance in the writing. There's so many great things you can do out there to help you. If you want to use pen and paper, there are journals at Walmart you can go pick up even. I have two of them. One's called The Story of My Life, and the other one is called 2,000 Questions About Me. And what they are, they give you a question, and they give you space to respond to that question, to write that down. Be honest with yourself. Some could be silly, like what's your favorite topping on a pizza and what's your least favorite topping on a pizza. But then some are hard questions, like what is regret that you have that you wish you would have never encountered, or a choice you made that resulted in something negative that you could go back and fix. Those things can help you in the beginning of your writing. If you want some more professional help, Jordan B. Peterson has a program online called the Self-Authoring Program. And it does the same thing. It helps you and guides you for a fee to get your life written down on paper. And you have to be, again, brutally honest with what you write. They have past authoring, so he helps you address what's happened in your past. He's got future authoring, so to help you write what you would like your future to look like. And they have the present authoring to help you address the things that's currently right in front of you. You can purchase this in a whole package, or you can just do one thing at a time. My encouragement to you, the listener, today, go find a pen and piece of paper and start writing the date on it. Put something on paper, what you're struggling with, what it would look like for you to overcome that struggle. And then put it in a place maybe to even remind yourself that this is the steps needed to take to overcome what's keeping you from rising each and every day. Something so simple as a piece of paper and a pen. You can find so much freedom, and I hope that you do. And you find enjoyment and freedom in the power of writing. Well, thank you for tuning in. I hope each episode brings you the new inspiration to embrace every new day. To support this podcast, consider booking me as a speaker for your next conference, school assembly, youth event, Bible study, or any special occasion where I can share the message of Rising 365. To arrange this, simply send me a message or email at rising247365@gmail.com. Additionally, you can support by liking, sharing, and rating the podcast on your preferred listening platform. Until we meet again, I'm Mike Pena, reminding you to rise and seize the gift of a new day. You are destined for this moment.